Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Yvonne. I'm doing callbacks. How may I help you today?
And what company are you with?
I'm no company. I'm a customer support. And I'm just returning callbacks to clients if they need help. If you can give me your zip code, I can see if you have an account with us and pull it up for you, ma'am.
It's 72758, but I think I know who you are. You're with the company that charged me $68 when they weren't supposed to, with survey company.
No, I'm not a survey. No, you have, not that, ma'am. You might have been somewhere out or somewhere and you saw in a Walmart or Sporting Goods or CVS and saw something that interested you and you paid shipping and handling for it. We don't take money. We just try to help you to fix it, ma'am, and get it back to you. So we don't take money. We just tend to the accounts when there's a charge being made.
Yeah, it was, and I sent them an email when I did the survey, and they said you won. And but he
yeah, you was in the sweepstakes.
In shipping.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said okay. So I gave them my credit card, and I told them, and I sent them an email that said I'm only authorizing the $695. I am not authorizing any other charges.
Uh-huh.
Am I being charged for this? And they said no. And so all
let
of
them
a sudden,
tell you right.
$68. Yeah.
So because the account remained open, you entered into a sweepstakes for whatever it was, and that would that you paid shipping and handling and entry into. Sweepstakes campaign, ma'am. That's how you got charged
yeah.
more. They didn't tell you that part, the terms and condition of what you ordered, and that if it's in a sweepstakes and you don't close the account, they will charge you. They charge once a month on it when the account isn't closed, ma'am. So that's probably what happened.
Yeah, and that's not right. I thought it was a Walmart sweepstakes.
For a $500 card, ma'am?
No, it wasn't for a card. It was for the set of pans, and I did a survey for that.
Oh, pans. Okay,
and
yeah,
they said
one.
I won, and I said, okay, but I don't authorize any other charges other than $695 because I can't afford it.
Okay, ma'am.
And I haven't got the pans. I don't want the pans. I told my credit card company, I said, I authorized the $695. That's the only thing I will pay for. I want the $68 off of my credit card. And I don't know what's going on, but it's a scam and it needs to stop.
Okay, so
I'm very careful with what I buy.
So, ma'am, what would you like me to do for you for today?
I want you to get me off of that scam.
Ma'am, the most what I can do for you, I'm finna see if I can pull your account up with the zip code that you gave me, and we'll start
yeah.
right there, ma'am. I'll cancel your account so you won't receive any more charges. Okay. And what is your name, ma'am?
My name is Shirley Stout.
Shirley?
Uh-huh. Shirley Stout.
Okay, Ms. Stout. See if I can get this account pulled up for you and take a look at it. 727.
I did it on the 26th of November, and on the 29th of November, the 30th, I'll tell you in a second exactly, but on the 30th of November, they charged $68.89 on my my credit card account. And I caught it today.
68?
Yeah, 68.89.
Okay.
And they charged the $695, and I'm not even disputing the $695. But I am disputing the $68.89. I never said I wanted anything like that. I didn't know I was on some kind of a stupid sweepstakes thing because I don't play the lottery. I don't do sweepstakes.
Okay.
I thought it was a survey because it had Walmart's name on it, and I talked to a person from Walmart, and they said, no, we don't do that. Don't just get past anything that has our name on it, because we don't do that. It's like I'm stuck with the people are scamming me, and there's, you know, I will fight. I will go to the Attorney General. I will go to the Governor of Arkansas. I will file a number of complaints because I used to work for them. I'm like, good Lord, I didn't even know something like this was out there. And it was on Facebook. That's the bad part. And because I really don't go looking for that kind of stuff. It was just popped up on my screen on Facebook. And I was like, oh, okay. So I looked around, and then they had somebody saying, which probably worked for them, that, oh, yeah, it's legit. I was worried about it, too. And it's really legit. And I was like, okay. And then I looked it up. I couldn't find anything that was going to cost me anything else. And I read through all the paperwork, and apparently I missed that. But it was 11:30 at night, too.
Okay, Ms. Stout, I didn't find an account. Is this your first account?
This is the first. The $695 was charged on 11/26, and then they charged $6889 on the 30th.
Because the account is still open, but this is your first account, but it's not showing in the computer right now by the zip code you gave me. Let me try your first and last name, Ms. Shirley, and see if it'll pull it up. Shirley is okay. That's okay.
It would be Shirley J. Stout sometimes. They put the J in there. I don't know. This is not the right time of year for people to do that to you.
It's not, ma'am. I agree with you right there. I really do.
And I think I was better off when I was working. I retired, and this is the first time this has happened, but.
No, it's not even, your name is not even coming up. Your account might not be in our system. Okay, wait a minute. My bad.
Well,
hold on. I forgot to take something. Yes, I know, understand, ma'am. I left something in here that I shouldn't have left when I did your name. So I'm finna see.
And what's your name again?
My name is Yvonne, ma'am.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I wanted to make sure. Okay.
Okay, so I'm using your S-H-I. Wow.
S-H-I-R-L-E-Y.
Yes, I forgot the R in your name. Hold on just one moment. S-H-I.
Okay. I think everybody does on that for some reason.
I just happened to look at it real closely, because if you miss one letter or a dot or whatever, it's going to tell you different. So I'm putting it in there correctly, and it's still not coming up, ma'am. So you did this and you just now getting charges or have an account for the first time, you might want to call back in a day or two so that Benny came into the computer if it's to come here. I understand that they took it out from your bank and in your account there. Or you can go to the bank and let them know what's going on with it and that you had a $6889 charge. But just a couple of days just to see if it come back, ma'am. But I don't see your account coming up with your name, the zip code, the phone number.
Well, I've got, you know, I print off everything that happens on there.
Okay.
I've got copies of it, and I've got a copy of where I sent them an email and said, yes, I do authorize you the $695 to take out, but you are not authorized to remove anything else from my credit card.
Okay, ma'am. So just give us a call back at another time and see if your account has came in, since this is your very first one and the charge is to it. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
I've already filed a dispute with the credit card company.
Okay.
And they said the investigator would be calling me.
Okay. So thank you, and you have a nice day, ma'am. I'm so sorry if you're upset behind this, but you have a nice day, and I hope everything went. I understand.
My rent takes my whole Social Security check. My kids give me money for food, and I have a credit card that I try to keep down as low as possible. So there's no way I'm going to spend $68 a month